Learn two things, two sugyas, one briefly, one a little more barichos, to learn two sugyas together tonight. This first sugya is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu hears that light was captured. Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv. Avram Avinu hears that his brother was captured. Vayarkas chanichav, he arms his chanichav, his students. Yelide Beisai, those that were born in his house. Amazing pasuk that it calls his students Yelide Beisai, those that were born in Avram Avinu's house. And he arms his students, at the 318 students, and they wage war to try to get light back. They wage a war amazingly. Avram Avinu shuts his idealism down, his whole yeshiva. We spoke in Parashas Noach and studied that sometimes people have a big idealism and on fire with idealism and can forget the individual. They're so busy with big picture, with big stuff, with constructing a shul, a yeshiva, and they can run over the individual. How many times have we heard of a bachar being asked to leave an institution? He's bad for the institution. And I hear, and they could build an institution, but don't forget the yachid. I'm not sure what the rules are, but don't run over a yachid. And here Avram Avinu, quite the contrary, he hears about Kinish Ba'achid, that his brother was captured. Now the Abar Benel asks, like many ask, that it wasn't his brother. Kinish Ba'achid, it wasn't his brother. It was actually his nephew, not his brother. And yet the Pasuk says, Kinish Ba'achid, his brother was captured. This wasn't his brother. The Abar Benel says amazingly that at the time of Tzaris, people become much closer to you. But what once was distance, they become much closer at the time of Tzaris. Now, of course, my son and I went to a doctor today, and he was speaking about his friend's nephew in the army. He's a Yiddish doctor, and with tremendous care. He had tremendous sari. He showed me a picture of his friend's nephew, the Abar Benel. I said, I have to share the Abar Benel, that when they're tzareis, a more distant relative becomes a brother. Now, of course, it's not every word of the Torah is emes. So it says, ki nish ba'achiv means this was his brother's son, and he saw a brother as b'nok haradavon. A child's a piece of his father, he saw Kinish Ba'achiv. In seeing his brother's sar, in seeing his nephew's sar, he saw his brother as captured. So there's a way it works. We're much closer. We're all cousins, we're all brothers. To see him is to see, any yid you see is your tata's son. So Kinish Ba'achiv is not just like a funny mitzius. That at the time of Tsar, Tsar makes things more true and more real. And of course it was Achiv. Das Taste was his brother in captivity. His brother's son, so a piece of his brother's in captivity. But the Abar Benel says what brings out that korva that we sometimes get distracted from and forget. Tsarais bring out a korva. So I thought today, this Abar Benel and this reality that in times that maybe we lose our mind, we stop being so clear, so it's like distant. It's a distant cousin. At times of difficulty, people get very smart and things get clear. You see him as your brother. If he's your brother's brother, he's also your brother. If he's your father's son, he's also your brother. They see Kinish Ba'achim, and he sees Mamish. It's no longer his nephew. It's no longer Rachaik. It becomes much more close. Kinish Ba'achiv, I wanted to share that Abar Benel, which we're feeling as a people. I wanted to address for a few minutes a topic that's really a difficult topic. It's a difficult topic in Parshas Lech Lecha. Two people get pushed away in Lech Lecha. It's very, very painful sugyas. The sugya of light, he parayed name alai. Avram Avinu, who pulls close, who's mekarev, who brings close, And he sends Light away. Parid nami alai. You have to leave Light. Light, who gains so much from being around Avram Avinu, in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Haba, he becomes wealthy. V'gam l'Light ha'ilach es Avram ha'yatzaynu v'akav olam. He becomes wealthy. B'zeh u'b'ba. He has tremendous ashiras from being around Avram Avinu, ashiras gashmi, and of course an ashiras gashmi that reflects an ashiras ruchni. And Avram Avinu says, "He pare no me'lo." You have to leave. And we have to work on it. Difficult. What's the pshat to send away? Avramu's mikariv, who Avramu brings close. And here he sends away. We don't find, there's no mention of a chet, of course. It's not a chet, it's Torah. And the question is, what is this sending out? The one who is mekarev, the one who brings close tens of thousands of human beings, he brings tachas kanfei ashchina. And here, he's told about, he says to Lai, dipari nami alai, go away, we have to separate. So I'd like to try to understand that. And later in the parasha, Sari Menu, Avram Mekarves Ha'anashim, Sara Mekarves Ha'anashim, Sara who brings close, who uplifts, who brings Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, and Sara sends away Hagar. Later on in the parasha, difficult sugya. Later on in the parasha, very, very difficult sugya of Hagar. And Sarah's ma'ana, she pains, she gives some sort of rebuke, some sort of difficult words to Hagar. And Hagar runs away. So Avramu's mekarev sends Light away. Sarah's mekareves is vataneh Sarah, she's tough with Hagar and kicks Hagar. And it doesn't say she kicked her, but Tivrach Mipaneh, Hagar runs away. The second time she does send away. So it's true, the first time, which is Vativrach, the second time, Itaka sends her away, so the question is, to understand these two difficult sugyas that tzaddikim, great tzaddikim, will pull close, push away. I want to share a Torah Savram. The Torah Savram says a pshat, and I think it's instructive to all of us in many instances in our life. I want to share what the Torah Savram says over here. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Ches, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara asks the Stira. Vam Reb Chiya Bar Ami, Mishmei de Ula. Reb Chiya Bar Ami says in the name of Ula, La'aylam yidar adam b'makim rabbi. Person should always live in the city of his Rebbe. Shekol zman sheshimi ben gei rakiyim, la'inasa shloim es bas paroi. It was a protection for Shloim HaMelech. Kolzman, his Rebbe, Shimma ben Geira, was alive. He didn't do Averis. He didn't marry Bas Paroi. So we learn from here, a person should be dar b'makim rabbi, should live in the place of his Rebbe. That's the Gemara says. Frek the Gemara, Stira of Atanya, we learned in a Braisa, Al Yidr, person shouldn't live b'makim rabbi. Al Yidr, Stach Stira. It says, Al Yidr, he shouldn't live b'makim rabbi. It's a Stira in Braisa. In one place says, Lo'ilam Yidr adu b'makim rabbi. He should live near his Rebbe. And another place it says, Al Yidr, he shouldn't live near his Rebbe. Stach Stira. Says the Gemara, Lo'ikasha, the Kayifle, adu lo'ikayifle. Says Rashi, Im kafufula rabbi, if he's humble to his Rebbe, to be mekabel the toichacha, yidr atzle should live there. Vim lav, if he's not kafuf to live, to listen to the toichacha of his Rebbe, toivel esrachik mimenu, it's better to distance himself, v'yashoygik v'al yamezit, it's a taina on a person. If he's kafuf le rabbi, so live near your Rebbe. If he's not kafuf l'rabba, it's a better he doesn't. It's a taina. It becomes a tvi on the person. Says the Torah Avram incredibly that explains this parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram's merachik somebody. Sari Menu sends away Hagar. Says the Torah Avram brilliantly. He says it by Hagar. I'm saying it by Lloyd as well. Says the Torah Avram that Avram Avinu, Avada knows it's a tremendous chus to live by Avram Avinu. But Lloyd is not being cough of Kolzman. Lloyd is listening to the lessons of Avram, the lessons of kindness of Avram Avinu. So then it's a schus. Lo'olam yidra, the Makom Rabbi. But at the point that Lloyd is taken from other people, so he's not learning from the lessons of Avram, it becomes a tefiyah. It's better not. A person shouldn't, it would be a tiny, you live next to Avram and you have such behaviors. He parad na'alai, separate from me. If you're not listening, a person's not kayif leis, then the Gemara says, don't live nearby. So Avram Avinu said, at the point you're not listening, he parad na'alai. It becomes a bigger tfi on you, you hear? Move away, it's not such a taina, you're not, but in the sviva, in such a sviva, it's a taina. Vatekel gvir tebeinah. Kolzman that Hagar is listening and being learning from Sarah Imenu, so it's a schos to be dar b'makim Sarah. Vatekel gvirt beinah, she's not kayifle, she's not listening to her toichach of Ataneha, she's not listening to the toichach of Sarah Imenu, so then al yidur, it's not good to live near. I'll tell you why I've been thinking. I've been talking about the tzedkus of Yidden. I think in our very shtut. I think about we're zeichet to live near special people. And I say that we have to learn to learn from people and to be inspired and moved. Not to imitate, but to be inspired. We're zeichet to live near big people all around. But the schos of living near big people is a schos when we allow it, when we're open for it to impact us. To be present to what the big person saying to us. We're Zaych in our studies, not I'm picking somebody not here. We're Zaych, we live near some Rav Yankiv Metz. He's an idealist, he's constructing, he's building, he's always constructing for Torah. If we're kayif, if the pshat is that a person, not if, we should be, let's be that way. It's a tremendous chus to live near tzidkus. But it's a mechayiv, kayifle. We hear the toichacha, the etzem mischaivus of living near somebody big. It's interesting. We all sense, we all have gedolim tzaddikim in our houses, all of us. And it's beautiful. We all understand, especially we love a picture of a gadol we was zeicher to be close to. But kayifle, we've spoken a lot together, not publicly, we've spoken a lot about the loss Klal Yisrael suffered, Rev Aaron Schechter, the Chaim Berlin Rosh Hashiva. And he was very demanding on his Talmidim, Rav Shraga Feigenbaum, Zeicher to have a Sheikhas, to learn with him, I believe. And anybody knows any Talmud, you listen to any Talmud, he was Taiveya. He demanded, there's a tremendous chus to be near Tzaddik, the Kayifle, that we absorb the lessons. If I cared if we don't learn from the person, we're not Kayifle, and here the Teichacha, they outwardly give us, we're just this chayvus of a person. We're Zeiche, we live near a Moshe Chaim. Big person of Emunah, a big person, but we have to taka, be kayifle. We have to taka, learn from him, absorb the lessons that it brings. Again, I'm not talking about imitation. That's dangerous, not imitating somebody. But being present to the reality of people doing things, of being neshtoimim, of being amazed, of learning from it, of being inspired by it, kayifle, we're absorbing from it. At the point that a person's not absorbing, it's better not to live there. It's interesting to me, like Avram Avinu, if you're making the cheshbon, Light, okay, he's not behaving, but maybe it's still better he lives near Avram Avinu. But at the point he's not kayifle, he's not absorbing the lessons of Avram, it's a tfiyah fakert. If you're not being present to an Avraham Avinu, so then separate from me. Then it's not good that you're here. It's in front of you and you're rejecting. It's in front of you and you're not present to something. You're not present. You're not inspired by. You're not absorbing what you're seeing, what you're experiencing. So then it's better not. It's a tfi on a person. Now, I think it's not so much like a teichacha act. It's not a teichacha for us all. Not in an oifen, really, not in an oifen of a pressure. In an oifen of an opportunity of living with something. Let Avraham Avinu creates an atmosphere. Around Avraham, there's something that is. I've seen this in yeshivas. I've seen this in shuls. I'm not talking about a guy as a pressure. I'm not saying that, so it becomes like an unhealthy pressure. I live near him. What is he? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a practical thing. When somebody's around Avraham, there's an energy. Go along with it. Be moved by the energy. Tap into it. There's a world of chesed surrounding an Avraham Avinu. At the point you push away from it, it's better not to live there. At the point the person's fighting it, I'm not talking about person's trying to be from. It's true, I've seen this in yeshivas. I've seen this, guys have shas, it's a lot of bachrim, our own children, you'll see. I've seen this for years in yeshivas, where people want, the whole chevra does something, I'm not doing that. And I know independence, there's independence, and each yachid's a yachid. But at the point that you're not tapping into an environment, and there's not something that's pulling you and moving you, then it's better not to. So you're fighting that. So then find an environment you're not fighting. I'm not talking about an unhealthy pressure. I'm talking about tapping into what is. Shuls have a ruach. There's something that can carry. Plug into it. Plug in and let it get involved with it. Get involved and let yourself be moved by what's there. The friendliness, the warmth, the chiyus that's there. Plug into it. La'olam yidur adam memachim rabbi is if when the person is kayifle, when the person's open to the influence of rabbi, so then it's a schus to live there. At the point he's not kayifle, so then he's building walls against, he's like pushing it. Better it's not to live there. He's fighting it. It's better. So what is he living in such a place? And I think it's not the word of a pressure to tap. It's not the word of a pressure forcing something. Very much fakert. See what is, see the milus. There's a lashon of a Rambam. There's a Rav Shraga Feivel. There's a lashon the Rambam says. I always love this lashon. Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam talks about people who are not zayche to tshuva, and he says it. You perish min atzibur. And the Rambam has a lashon that the tzibur will always do tshuva, but if you're perish, you won't be meimahim. Klal Yisrael is going to go right. Plug in, be along, be part. I look right now in Klal Yisrael, there's a bechin of kayifle of joining the matzah. Klal Yisrael is like doing something now. Plug in with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, we're moving places. We're mobilizing with more avas Yisrael. There's an energy that's there, kayifle. Learn to plug in. There's an open taychacha. There's an open rebuke. There's something that we're being told something now. We're being told two bachrim got into a little sichsuch this week. I couldn't believe they got into a fight this week. I couldn't believe it. I was surprised. I didn't say anything because I don't know if they know. I don't know if they're plugged in. I was like so surprised. I didn't want to like say you shouldn't be fighting now, Klal Yisrael. But I just so most yidn plugged in. Like it's not really nagia to fight now. Somebody told me a yid was like protesting something. I was like, what planet is he living in? What planet is that? I don't think you have to like work not to fight with a yid right now. If you're just plugged in, if you're kayifle, if you listen, Klal Yisrael plugged into something of unity. It's not shayich amachle. It's not, if you're plugged into something now, it will carry you that you're upset. You just give the yid a hug. That a machlokes is not that relevant right now. But that's all if you're plugged into the matziv. If you're not kayev, let a person's fight, it's better not to live. It's not, you're not stelling suit to a basic mitzvah that's going on around us. And there are ways and opportunities to plug in, to be kayefle, to join. Then it's a schus to live among special things and special people and idealists. When a person is kayefle, is plugged in, a person's refusing. It's better not to be the al yidr b'makim rabbis, and don't live b'makim rabbis. If I can, you build your b'makim rabbi, you're fighting. It's better for a light not to be near Avram when he's not kayef to that. If his behaviors are not reflecting, there's no reality of him living by Avram. It's not coming out in his behaviors. It's not a from mazach to make sure you're learning from Avram. It's natural. It's natural. A person's living the Avram. If they're just kayifli, if they're just noticing and like shtelling tzu and watching, you don't have to work on yourself. You have to be open-minded. You have to see it. You have to appreciate it. It's not, it should be a natural pull, a natural... I watched the whole chabur in the shul with Amir Gavir, the whole chevra. It's moving. I hear what's going on. Second Seder now, it's moving. It's moving. My own thing. I want to learn more Torah. I want to commit harder to Torah. It's something that's moving me. If you just allow it, if you just don't fight it, you're just simply plugged in. Nobody has to work on not fighting in kayefli. If you're open to it, you're humbled by it, you're interested in it, if you're just living that reality of kayefli, so then it will carry you. But if you're rejecting it and not humble to it, so then al yidr b'makim rabbi. It's not a good idea. It's not pashut. You build walls and you fight the thing. So that's how the Torah Avram explains by Hagar. It's how I want to explain. I don't think he says it. I don't recall. I don't think he says it concerning Avram and Lot, but I want to explain that Avram and Lot as well. That, and it's an open gemara, daf ches and brachas. If a person's not kayefle, it's then al yidr b'makom rabbi, you'll do bad, it says a bad zach. You're not kayef, it's a taina. He's sitting by Avram Avinu with no sheiches, with no form of being swept up by the beauty of a world of kindness, the beauty of a world of giving, not swept up in it. I watch people, even in a community like Waterbury, there's a yoifi to a Yiddish shtut, every Yiddish shtut, and there's a yoifi here. People are allowed to have, I watch sometimes people have their own insecurities, their own wants for a community, but there's also a yoifi, and there's something that a city, and every city has its chiyus, has something that thrives there, that's meaningful there. If we're kayifle, it's a schos to live by it. We too tzushtal to it, and we too have akpad in it. And there's a ruach, there's an energy of a city. I would say in our city, an energy of inclusivity, an energy of each person's respect, and the city was founded for these things. People moved here for precisely these reasons. That's why people moved to this. It was created for the city. A guy can have his own insecurities, his own stories. If he's not kayifle, loyalum al yidr b'makim rabbi. So then it's better, you make struggles, better, pardon my alois. Here we're not saying anybody should leave the city, everybody should move in, fakir. I'm saying that in our own shuls, in our own communities, to be inspired by yidna beauty, yidna moving to Hashem, to plug into the ruach, a ruach of Torah, a ruach of tefillah, a ruach of ischazkos, plug into the ruach that is. Today with Klal Yisrael, a ruach of achva, plug into it. Be kayifle, listen to it, be inspired. Take it as a personal toichacha. And respond to it and join in what's being said, just naturally and comfortably. I'm not talking about forced. In a natural and comfortable way, see what's being created. Get moved by idealism. If a person's like kayifle, lo ilam al yidr, then it's a tain on a person. It's besser nisht. A light's totally not, he's oblivious to a world of Avram Avinu. It's besser he's not near Avram. He parad no me'alai. A Hagar is batekel gvirte beineha. She sends her away. It's better not to live by Yisari Menu. Bad things will come from it. It's a tvi on a person. So I want to say to us all, we should be zeiche. all of us, in all the ruach of tshuva of Klal Yisrael, in all the ruach of beauty of our nation, in our own communities, in our own shul, our own yeshivas, to be zeiche when there's a ruach of tov and something precious to tap into, be aware of it, get moved by it, be humble enough to join it. And I've watched over the years in all different ways when people are pulling back. I do it my way. And of course there's an independence, but there's also something to join, to be inspired by, to be moved by, that lashon of the Rambam. That the tzibur will vaday do tshuva. The tzibur will vaday go places. If you're part of the tzibur, when they do tshuva, you'll do tshuva also. A person's pirish, the tzibur will shteig, and where will the person be? So say by tzaddikim, say by talmidei chachamim, say by a tzibur of Klal Yisrael is a bechina of a talmid chacham. Reb Schneier used to say in Lakewood that the whole Lakewood yeshiva is a bechina of an Adam Gadol, used to say. It's bechina of an Adam Gadol, united yeshiva that's working. If we can smartly plug in with our own each yachid is an individual, but if we could smartly plug into something that exists, we could find ourselves being carried by it. Those that were around Avram Avinu without much work, they can be carried by self, they're kayifle, if they're humbled by it, if their willingness to be moved by it. But if they're stubborn, they're like kayifle, that they have a stubbornness, an unwillingness to be moved, so better not to be live near there.